Well, I see two secret US State Department polls conducted in Australia last month have confirmed what we already knew about this sale, or 99-year lease, you might as well call it a sale, of the Port of Darwin to the Chinese company Land Bridge. The polls found that 9 out of 10 Australians believe the sale poses a risk to national security. Only 11% of those polled believed the sale poses no security risk. An Australian Senate committee is currently investigating the sale, but Duncan Lewis, the head of ASIO, has told the committee ASIO didn't actually review so-called defence deeds. In his words, the safeguards in relation to the Port of Darwin sale, but he had instead simply accepted advice about their contents from other officials. Head of ASIO. I wonder if someone told him to look for another job. Peter Jennings, the executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, described this as utterly ramshackle. He said, quote, the deal slipped through the cracks, and everything the agencies have said since has been designed to mask that fact. How can government be unconcerned that we've sold the Port of Darwin to a Chinese company which has its own private militia run by a former Chinese People's Liberation Army officer with close ties to the Communist Party, and ASIO hasn't even carried out the appropriate checks? What does this reveal about the total lack of common sense and judgment within the Turnbull government and the bureaucracy? The US State Department polls are spot on, and again, this is another factor which could lead to the Turnbull government paying a price at the election for stupidity and indifference of this order.